gotta get down, damn
it! This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're closing out the season and the Ohio theme as we continue the sports, novelty, comedy, and Ohio-related music of our state. And we're starting with the Cavs and an all-star plea for LeBron to stay. The first time. Featuring, among others, Big Chuck, Dick Goddard, Ted Strickland, Bill Martin, Sherrod Brown, and Slider. Along with a cast of thousands. Oh, we are the world parody. We are LeBron.
There comes a time when a decision must be made. Will the king move on or will he stay? Helplessly waiting as we hold our breath in fear. Should we renew our tickets for next year?
Please say, LeBron, we really need you. No bigger market's gonna love you half as much as we do.
It's a choice you're making. Will you? That big sign if you move away.
Just tell us, King, what changes we must make. We'll rename every street LeBron if that's what it takes.
From the Miracle of Richfield period, Come On Cavs by Dick Frazier and Larry Marl. Then, an exceptional Michael Stanley Cavs song, Rock You Tonight.
Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen. Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen with your fast break action. Gotta make it happen. Just keep on coming on. Gotta make it happen. Come on, Cavs. Come on, Cavs. Gotta make
make it happen. Surrender.
No way.
Ain't no way, never surrender.
No matter what the odds.
Before we head south to Cincy for the Bengals and Reds, Ohio Hockey, a Barons fight song from the 70s, and a Columbus Blue Jackets goal song, The Whip by Loxley. the Browns, the Bengals had only a few songs to call their own, and surprisingly, a large percentage of which didn't exactly exude any confidence in the team. Here's a couple. The Ballad of the Bengals by Zip Zeppa and the Rainmaker from 1981. The fight song, Bengals Growl. And one of the aforementioned less than positive, Bengals Mambo from 2002.
I want to tell you about my favorite football team. Well, the GM is a genius. He brought pro football to this town. He's known far and wide for all he's done. Of course, his name is Paul Brown. But when he left the sidelines, the Bengals went into a spin. And after 4-12 and 4-12, Paul said, "We gotta win." So Forrest Gregg, the former Packer, whom Lombardi called his best, came to coach in Cincinnati and put the players to a test. Well, the team did better and better, and four new uniforms it was time. So the stripes went on the helmets while the boys kept up their climb. Let me tell you about the running game. I got a tank named Pete who lugs it through defenses big and small, and Charles and Archie are ready for whenever they get the call. They run behind a bunch of guys who do their job so well. They're the men of Jim McNally, and they're proud, and you can tell. There's the Mexican connection, I'm talking Anthony and Max. When Lapham, Bush, and Moonpie, they knock opponents on their backs.
Oh, those Tiger Stripes keep coming, they'll be known from pole to pole. They're the Cincinnati Bengals moving toward that Super Bowl.
There's Ken Anderson a-throwing behind that big offensive front to Collinsworth and Curtis, so they rarely have to punt. There's Steve Kreider out of Lehigh, David Verser, ML2, and Danny Ross and Patrick Mack. There's nothing they can't do. Now Infante will send the plays in from his booth up high above, then he'll watch them score and score some more. That's the offense that we love. Hank Bulla built the defense with the help of Moe and LeBeau, and with Whitley Edwards and Browner right up front, it halts its foe. That's Jim LeClaire and Cameron are the meanest men inside, and Reggie and Bo Harris make runners run and hide. While Breeden, Kemp, and Simmons, Fuller, Griffin, and Brian Hicks, with Ken Riley stop all passes, make receivers take their licks.
Oh, those Tiger Stripes keep coming, Forrest men are on a roll. They're the Cincinnati Bengals going to that Super Bowl.
With an offense that explosive and a defense that won't yield, the guys with stripes upon their helmets refuse to lose out on the field. They took it to the Oilers and to Cleveland by the lake, and the Steelers couldn't make it. Yep, that's right, it's no mistake. It ain't Cleveland, Houston, or Pittsburgh to whom the crown belongs. It's those who wear the stripes and play for Greg about whom we sing the song.
Oh, those Tiger Stripes keep coming, Forrest men are on a roll. They're the Cincinnati Bengals gonna win that Super Bowl. Oh, those Tiger Stripes keep coming, Forrest men are on a roll. They're the Cincinnati Bengals gonna win that Super Bowl.
Forrest boys are gonna do it. Gonna be Super Bowl champs.
Hear the Bengals crawling. Lean and angry, here he comes a crawling. And hungry and offensive fruits, but has sore boots, and defensively he's rough, tough. Cincinnati Bengals, that's the team we're gonna cheer to victory. Touchdown Bengals, get some points up on that board and win a game for Cincinnati. Hear that Bengal growling, mean and angry, here he comes a prowling.
A lot of paper bags over our head. A little bit of knees, not Dallas joints. A little bit of blowing the extra point. A little bit of shame in every game. A whole lot of money down the drain.
Yeah, but it ain't all money.
Well, that's the important part.
Hey, you see my new Jag, man? You see my new vet, baby?
And jump and down and you drop it on the ground.
Then you look in your wallet and you thank Mike Brown.
Take one step left.
And one step left. Right.
And you reach for the ball.
Can you get?
Not quite.
We're the Bengals, the big brown monument. To the Mike Brown School of Management.
There's another pass sideways instead of straight.
I think they sprayed that ball with 30 weight.
A little bit of field goals going wide. A little bit of football suicide. A whole lot of sacks instead of runs. A little bit of checking off mutual funds. A little bit of sales tax pays the bill. A little bit of stadium we can't fill. A little bit of shame in every game. A whole lot of money down the drain.
The fans of the Reds were markedly less cynical, proof of which are Cincinnati alternative band The Blessed Union of Souls, from their Play Ball album from 2003, The Title Cut, from the Cincinnati Clutch Hits album Freak Bases, Reds Fan, and The Screaming Minds, Three Cheers Cincinnati from 2010.
Joe, Johnny, Tony, and the Hit King. Sparky in a dugout running the team. In 1990, we were making noise. Wide wide with the Nasty Boys. Eric Jose and Eric D. Making their place in history.
The names have changed. With a killer swing, hitting home runs like it ain't no thing. And if by chance a pitcher didn't learn, waiting on deck is Austin Kearns. Better not hang that high curve ball, you just might find it going over the wall.
The names have changed.
American ballpark at Great America.
Indians.
3 cheers for the Red Stockings of Cincinnati. Hip, hip.
Hip,
hip. Hip,
hip.
Hip, hip.
Imagine 1869. The rights could do no wrong. George and Harry found the team. Leave the for so long. The story starts with Red Stockings, always in first place. 13 years the Queen City. Change the game, lighting up the skies at night. It would never be the same. The Reds in 1919 won the 5 of 8 they played. Despite those cheating black and Sox, they'd be champions anyway.
quite sure why, but Ohio was home to a couple of artists whose most notable records dealt with video games. Akron's Buckner and Garcia and Elyria's Uncle Vic. Buckner and Garcia started their career as novelty artists as Animal Jack, with a very Goulart-ish single, Gotta Hear the Beat, in 1972. As Willis the Guard and Vigorish, Christmas in the NFL in 1980. But it was 1981 when their Pac-Man Fever went national. Victor Bleckman, and you know him as Uncle Vic, was the proud proprietor of a nightclub in Elyria when he released, on a national label no less, Space Invaders in 1980. The follow-up 7-inch, It Won't Beat Me, also was video game related. Here's both.
In the corner of the bar, I tried to run, but I didn't get far. Those weird little men, I'll blow them away. I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cut. He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cut.
They start off slow, but it don't play clean. It's true.
trick it low, it's a mean machine. There's lots of them and one of you. When the walls are gone, they'll get to you.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space invaders. Space invaders. Space invaders. Space invaders.
Faster and faster all the time. An hour of this will blow your mind. Gotta get them before they get you. And you'll be broke before you're through.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
As the gang looks over your shoulder in awe, they don't believe what they just saw. You slid to the left and slid to the right. You're the Space Invaders king tonight.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space invaders. Space invaders. Space invaders. Space invaders.
A feeling of power comes over your hand. Row by row, you're in command. There's one last devil moving real fast. One single shot got him at last.
Space.
No quarters required here in the Vinyl Garage.
Well, here I go again. I hope I win. This is a new button where my hand's never been. Just when I thought I could kick that game, a new one's here and the feeling's the same. Well, it's Space Invaders. Ain't no big threat, but I ain't mastered asteroids yet. I'll spend my quarter, and it's okay. It lasts a long time if you know how to play. Well, it won't be me, it won't be me. My eyes are so sore I could hardly see. It won't be me, it won't be me. Stupid computer is gonna beat me. I can hear their noise wherever I go. At the fair, at the mall, in a grocery store. That man over there, let's give him a hand. He saved our city on missile command. Walk by if I'm really a man. I'll beat those suckers whenever I can. Galaxians flying down don't scare me, 'cause I got the feeling they're afraid of me. Well, it won't be me, it won't be me. My eyes are so sore I could hardly see. It won't be me, it won't be me. No stupid computer's gonna beat me.
Space another quarter in that stupid berserk. And Phoenix is tough, cause I heard the word, but I ain't scared of no purplish bird. Now just when I thought I could save a buck, a game called Pac-Man ruined my luck. A hungry little guy, oh me, oh my, he ate my last quarter, and that's no lie. I'm a full-grown man, and I'm in a mess. I'm in pain, and I'm vain, maybe stupid, I guess. My name won't stay there after the day, cause I pull out the plug when I go. It won't be me, it won't be me. No stupid computer's gonna beat me. Hell, it won't be me. It won't be me, it won't be me. It won't be me, it won't be me. It won't be me, it won't be me. A stupid computer is gonna beat me. It won't be me.
Painesville native Joe Dolce, now living in Australia, scored a big single, number one in 15 countries to be exact, with Shut Up Your Face while living in that country. The phrase, what's the matter you, is credited to his grandparents.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really quick. Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter you?
Hey!
God, no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Hey!
What's the matter you?
Hey!
God, no respect.
Hey!
What do
things are not so bad. It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up in your face.
Originally intended for, but rejected by, the association in 1967, MacArthur Park went on to be voted one of the worst songs of all time. So I'm not sure if Lorraine's Don Novello, in the guise of Father Guido Sarducci's version, would make it better or even worse. Either way, consider yourself warned.
La primavera non ci aspetta, ragazza, correva davanti a noi, la subivamo. Parlando. Fa le pagine aperte, siamo compressi nel ferro caldo dell'amore come un paio di panterone. Parco micro ci dissolve nel buio tutta la crema verde si vola. Della mia vita e dopo tutti gli amori della mia vita tu sarai sempre la sola.
My love to me tonight. Guide her to East Lake underneath your silvery light. We met at Ashtabula. She was doing the hula. I handed her my radishes and pledged my love that night. Moon over Parma, won't you bring my love to me? Shine on the freeway and guide her AMC. Get her past those radar Mounties. Bring her to Lake County, moon over Parma tonight. Moon over Parma, shine on I-271. We can't get together in the warm light of the sun. I'm asking you, don't fail, get her safely through Lindale. I can't go to Parma, cause my Edsel will not run. Moon over Parma, where those pink flamingos stand. I need her kisses and the soft touch of her hand. We're going bowling, so don't lose her in Solon. Moon over Parma tonight. I said tonight. Moon over Parma tonight. Moon over Parma.
Hey! Moon over Parma.
One more time.
Moon over Parma tonight.
Who was off?
Moon over Parma was written and originally performed on the Cleveland TV movie host Big Chuck and Little John show in their Talent Time segment by Bob McGuire. This version by Drew Carey is from the Drew Carey Show soundtrack album from 1998, a sped-up version of that which was used in season one opening credits of that TV show, where the lyric Eastlake was replaced with Cleveland. Next up, the brainchild of ex-WMMS alums John Gorman and Denny Sanders, an all-star charity song, The Eyes of a Child, dubbed as the CARE Sessions, with CARE being an acronym for Cleveland Artist Recording for Ethiopia, featuring, among others, most of the Michael Stanley Band, Benny Orr, Ricky Medlock, Alex Bevan, Paul Fairweather, Donnie Iris, Mark Addison, Bill Pettijohn, and Billy Sullivan, released on Buzzard Records in 1985. want to thank you for your perseverance as we finally close out the music of Ohio. I hope that somewhere in the more than 50 hours of material, you found music that you knew you loved, music you didn't know you loved, along with a newfound understanding of the music you didn't. All the while, proud of Ohio's musical legacy, no matter what the genre. There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
3, 4! 3, 4! 3, 4! 3, 4!
Right, since you went out there off the machine or something.